We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Siv Hey. Says the Mechaber, Androgynous V'Nola Bein Hashmashos V'Nola Kishahu Mahul V'Yotzei Dofen V'Yovedet Kol Chamin Shiyalda V'Achakach Nisgaira U'Misha Yishol Shtei Arlos Ein Milasa. And someone who has the organs of both a male and a female, or someone who was born during the time which it's unclear whether it is day or night, or someone who was born where it appears that they already have the bris milah, or someone who was born via what today we would consider cesarean section, or someone who was born to a non-Jewish woman who later converted, or someone who appears to have two Yidim, two Orlas, all those people, we do not perform the Milah on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for most of them is Suffolk. Androgynous is Suffolk, whether he has an appropriate Aver for the Milah. The Nola Bein Hashmashos is Suffolk, whether it was really Shabbos or not, when this person was born. The Nola Kshehu Mahol, it's Suffolk, whether he actually has an Orla or not to be removed. The Yotzei Dofen and the Ovedes Kochavim, however, are not Suffolk. The one who has two Orlas is also Suffolk. The other two, the Yotzei Dofen, is because there is a Pasuk which says that we only do the Mila on Shabbos upon someone who has Tumas Leda. And this person, this woman, does not have Tumas Leda since she did not give birth vaginally. As well as the Ovedes Kochavim, when she gave birth, she doesn't have Tumas Leda because she is not Jewish. So therefore, we do not say that this boy would be Nimol on the eighth day if it falls out on Shabbos, because she does not fit into the category of this Pasuk. Based on this Pasuk, there are some who say that one is not allowed to perform a bris milah for a child who was born via IVF or IUI or any other fertility procedure where there is not a direct hazra'a from the male, because it does not fit into this Pasuk once again of Isha ki Tazria. The V'yalda Zachar b'yom hashmini yimol b'sar lasa. In terms of the Bein Hashmashos, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if the baby is Suffolk whether it was born during Bein Hashmashos or not, we still do not call that a Sveik Sveika, Suffolk Bein Hashmashos or not, and Suffolk whether Bein Hashmashos itself is Yomer Laila, because that is considered to be Shem Suffolk Chadhu, which we do not apply a Sveik Sveika to. There is also the fascinating discussion as to how we define when it is Shia. Do we define based on where you are, in which part of the world, or do we define it even based on where you are in terms of sea level? So therefore, the classic case of a baby who was born on the second floor of Shaarei Tzedek versus a baby who was born on the 10th floor of Shaarei Tzedek might have a bris on different days, and one might be able to have the mila on Shabbos, and one would. There's also the interesting discussion as to whether we can really rely on our clocks to say what is exactly after Shkia and what is before Shkia. Rav Yashav is quoted as saying that even if our clock says it was 1 minute before for Shkia, then you're allowed to rely on that and say that you can do the bris milah on the eighth day and that it was not done Bein Hashmashos. Whereas Rav Osner says that it's hard to rely on our clocks whether they're exact or not, and one should really try their hardest to make sure that they know when the true Shkia is and what the true time is. I'm not exactly sure how you would do that, but that's what Rav Osner says needs to be done. Sivav, Machshiri Mila, Shefshal Asosim Erev Shabbos, Einam Docha Mesa Shabbos. Any preparatory steps for the Mila, which you could have done before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos if they involve a Malacha. Lefichach, Im Lohevi Zemel Mila Erev Shabbos, Lo Yiviana B'Shabbos, Afilu Magam Sheimbo Elisid Rabbanon, Shemidu Chacham Devarim Makom Kares. Therefore, if you forgot to bring the knife to the appropriate place before Shabbos, you can't bring it on Shabbos, even when there's only an Isid Rabbanon involved, because that too is prohibited on Shabbos, even B'Makom Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says that what should you do in this case? You should bring the... Sorry, the Mishnah Berurah does not address this case. Continues the Mechaber, V'lomer le'en Yehudi la'asosam, to ask a non-Jew to do it. Imhu davar shemasal Yisrael, imbo ala Mr. Darbana, nomer le'en Yehudi osa, as we already saw, a shvilser shazumako mitzvah is permissible, and therefore you can ask a non-Jew to do an Isser Darbana for the tzorech of the Mila, that would be okay. But imhu davar shemasal Yisrael, asosam in a Torah lo yomer le'en la'asoso, if it is a malacha doraisa, you cannot ask a non-Jew to do malacha doraisa even b'mako mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though we allow you to carry when there's only an Isser Darbanan involved, asking a non-Jew to carry in a carmelis or something of that nature would be permissible, says the Mishnah Berurah that you can't bring the baby to the shul using the non-Jew. Rather, it is better to do it in the house, because it's sometimes we know that people do it in the house anyway, so better to do this in the house. Meaning, better not to use this heter, shosa shosa makom mitzvah, when there is another permissible option. So since you could just do the meal in the house, better to do that than to bring the baby to the shul. Also says the Mishnah Berurah, better to bring the baby, the knife, to the baby using a non-Jew, than to bring the baby to the knife using a non-Jew, because the baby you will then have to return to the house, whereas the knife you can just leave there until after Shabbos, if need be. In terms of the difference between the Dorabanan and the Doraisa, the Ramah references Simon Shin Zion, where the Ramah said earlier that there are poskim who allow Amir Lenachri on an Isser Doraisa when there is a Tzorach Mitzvah, and even though we don't rely on that Lechatchila, when it comes to the Bris Milah, if someone relies on them, lo hifsid, says the Mishnah Berurah. If there is no other option, you're allowed to rely on those shitas in order to do the Milah. Especially since, according to many, there is no Rishas Arabim, Doraisa, Bizman Hazeh, and Sif Zion, lo hayelo kamun shachak me'erav Shabbos, lo yishchakenu, elaloiz bishinov. If you do not have this certain spice that they used to use for the refuah of the child, so if that was not chopped up before Shabbos, then you can't chop it up on Shabbos. Rather, you should chop it up with your teeth. The reason is, as we just said, that Machshirei Milah are not Doche Shabbos. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're not able to chop it up with your teeth, then you just shouldn't do the Milah on Shabbos. Because you shouldn't say, okay, I'll just do the bris, and then when I need these spices that we use because of the sakana, then pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and I'm stuck. So then I'll be able to chop it up, because the Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the Balamor, not the Ramban, the Balamor says that you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you know that you will have to be mechal Shabbos, as opposed to the Ramban, who says, in akoma el tzorach v'shaita, and therefore you would be allowed to put yourself in the situation where you would have to do the pikuach nefesh once it is required. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Baal HaMor, who says, no, you can't do the milah and then say that you need to chop up to do the malacha to have that kamun. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you already did the milah and then you find out you don't have the kamun, so then you would be allowed to chop it up. And so too, if you were over the advice of the Mishnah Berurah and you did the milah knowing that you didn't have the kamun, then of course you'll be allowed to chop up that kamun for the requirement of the baby, because we will say pikuach nefesh is docha kolot, docha the Shabbos. The only thing is, we would say lechachila, you shouldn't do the milah. Once it was done, of course we'll say that the pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. This continues the Machabirim, lo erev me'as mol yayim v'shem en liten alea. So too, if you didn't mix the wine and the oil which they used to place on the baby, lo ya'arvim ayom el yitin kol echa levado. You can't mix that in order to give to the baby after the milah. Rather, you should just put one on top of the other, which is permissible, which is not considered to be mixing. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Beis Yosef, who says that for other cholim, you're also not allowed to do that mixing, while the Beralacha says that using a shinui will be permissible. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah, where he now paskins like this Baal HaMor, that one is not allowed to put themselves in a situation which will require them to be over Shabbos, to be Mechal Shabbos, because of Pikuach Nefesh, knowingly beforehand.